Hello.
Yeah.
Have you noticed something different about my voice today? Because it's a little lower than usual.
Deeper, maybe?
Yeah, it's a little lower, right?
Yeah, are you sick?
No, but I think there's a bunch of I think that like the dust has been in the air a lot more, so I think I'm having like an allergic reaction like in my throat a little bit.
Oh no.
So now you guys are getting like
Logan.
Logan LeMaster.
Tiffany Walker.
And you're watching
Disney Channel. Bum, 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 bum. Actually, it's the Mystery Files, but good try.
But basically, Disney Channel.
It might as well be at this point.
They would have greenlit us, right? Look at us. Yeah. Bizarre Vark, but it's us.
Stop. We're literally, let's go make some videos. That's literally us.
The way we're the perfect candidates for a Disney Channel.
Literally.
See? A Disney Channel, one singular one.
A DCOM, if you will. Actually, well, then who would be Olivia? We'd fight through. I feel like...
She was in Bizarre Vark.
You said Olivia?
That's so
what's
funny.
What's that other girl's name? I don't even remember her. She was in her music video, though. Did you see?
Which one?
Whatever the newer song. The song that had...
The Get Him Back?
No, that's cute, though. Bad Idea, right? I think she's in that.
What?
Video.
She is?
I thought so for a second. You'll have to watch it. If it's not that one, correct me, but she's in one of the newer ones. I saw her.
Wait, I kind of want to look now. Google of the day.
Bad Idea,
already,
right?
Like, 2 minutes.
Bizarre Vark. What was that girl's name? I don't remember her name.
Bizarre Vark.
Friend.
Well, they came up.
I think it's in that music.
Wait, no, yeah. No, she's in it. Yeah.
That's what I was going to say, because I recognized her immediately. I'm like, oh my gosh, that's such a little cute Easter egg for all the real girlies out there.
Oh, this font is so tiny. I just saw it. Where is it? They just had her name in here.
How'd you recognize it so quickly? Did it say, girl from Bizarre Vark?
No, yeah, it did.
Oh, okay.
Where is it?
Like, how'd you know it so fast?
It features appearances by... Rodrigo's Bizarre Vark co-star Madison. Hold on, I'm gonna look right now. What is happening?
Make it bigger.
No, yeah, except Madison. Madison. Hugh.
Who?
Who?
You.
Hugh. Yay. Yeah, Madison Hugh. Yeah. Oh my God, I didn't know she was in it.
I think she's in like a bathroom getting ready type thing.
The Euphoria scene.
Maybe. I don't remember exactly.
That video is very Euphoria.
I watched it the first day it came out. So any memory I have, yeah. I was waiting for it. I was.
Olivia. If you want to be on the show,
let us know. Yeah.
We would love to have you. We can discuss the mystery of...
Being a pop star.
And who vampire is really about. Because I would like to know.
We should re-release our vampire episode in honor.
Oh my God, we should.
Yeah.
Wait.
Editor Seth, get on that.
We just sing it.
Vampire. That's always
that's how it goes.
We just sing the one line over and over. Vampire.
This is the fifth episode of the Summer Tapes, season 4.
Yes, it is.
Last week we talked about JFK assassination. No one take this picture out of context, please.
Literally,
I'm holding finger guns.
I was trying to make a thumbnail for the YouTube, and Logan was doing all these poses that were like gun-like, and I was like, Logan, stop.
What's wrong with that?
That?
I don't understand.
It's giving assassination, and it wasn't cute.
They were funny. They were good pictures.
They were, but it was so hard to find one of you just being normal, because I was like,
I just look like that.
You can't put one with a gun. I'm like, he got assassinated. No, we can't do that. All that up in here.
Maybe he didn't get assassinated. Maybe he's a robot.
He faked his death. We should do a faking death episode. Because there's a lot of Michael Jackson. There's a lot of really good.
Oh, he's dead.
Well, I know that now. But back in the day, I was a big conspiracy theorist that he faked his death.
I don't think we talked about it on the podcast. Do you want to tell them what happened to your Michael Jackson Experience Wii DVD? That's video game, what I did.
Logan was watching The Cats while I was out on vacation and pulled a bunch of weird pranks around my apartment. One of them was that he literally took my Michael Jackson Experience, CD and hit it on the couch or something ridiculous.
Yeah, behind one of the pillows over there.
But I walked in and I kept finding things randomly in places, and Logan wrote some secret message on my fridge that was like, want a good time, and put their phone number. I'm like, Logan the Master again.
I wrote help me in the mirror.
Yeah, help me in the dust on my mirror. I'm like, I can't go anywhere.
I have some good biz.
He hid my little Aang thing. I have a little figurine. He hid it in the cupboard.
I should have put it in the freezer.
Oh, he would have got cold.
He would have got re-iced again.
Stop it. Wait, that's a really cute idea.
I don't know why I didn't do it.
If I got a really big ice cube maker and I put him in a little ice cube.
That would be really funny.
That's really cute.
That's really funny. When you have guests over, they have Aang in there. That'd be fun.
Stop. No, I'm doing that. Next episode, I'm surprising you with a big ice cube of Aang.
Oh my God. I'm just frozen for next episode. I'm like this.
Hey, it's giving frozen. It's giving.
Do I look frozen?
You do look a little icy cold.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I'm always icy.
Yeah. Freezing.
So this week it's my case. The hint I gave you was that, do you remember what I said before we started?
I never do episodes like this.
You've never done an episode like it. I'm pretty sure.
I'm like, what could it possibly be?
That was like a bold statement to make, but I'm thinking off the top of my head, I don't think you've ever done a case.
Watch,
like
I've done some really big one that's so similar. And you're going to be like, oh, that one, ha ha ha.
I talk about Amityville, and you're like,
come on now. It's a demon. I'm like, all right.
Yeah.
Been there, done that.
But are you excited to get into it? I am very excited for what it is. This is going to be a shorter, probably won't be a shorter episode, knowing us. Yeah. It's going to be just as long, but there's less. Things we got to push through. It's about 20-some pages.
Yay. Okay. Do you want me to give you a little drum roll?
Yes, please.
Okay. I'll give a gentle one. You ready?
Okay. This week on the Mystery Files, we are covering the case of the legendary theft of the Mona Lisa.
Oh, yeah. I haven't done anything like this.
Whoa, Mona Lisa.
Stunning.
Wow, that was good.
We're so good at singing.
Like, I just said my voice is low, and I just did a...
Is it Mona Lisa?
Mona Lisa.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I've never done a theft one. You did, like, the
I've Gardner, done so many theft ones.
The Gardner
The Isabella case. Gardner Theft Museum. The Great Train Robbery.
Yeah.
I do a lot of things where people steal art, or they steal things.
They're just a little thieves.
And then... What I think happens most of the time in the cases that we cover about the thefts is that they bring it back.
Stop it. They say you can keep it, actually.
Yeah.
It's all yours. I don't think I know this, that it got stolen.
Neither did I, funny
that's
enough.
That's the real mystery.
So that's why this is going to be really fun to talk about. So,
okay.
I'm going to go into basically a brief summary over how it got stolen, everything storyline-wise. Mm-hmm. And then I have a little... post thing where we're going to talk about the five different reasons that it was stolen so easily.
Ooh, okay.
Yeah. So I'm going to cite my sources real quick. I got this from Washington Post, thecollector.com, and guides.localgovernment.
Amazing.
Great.
Stunning.
Okay. All right.
I'm ready. Rock and rolling.
On August 21st, 1911, a thief dressed in a white worker smock entered the Louvre, closed because it was a Monday. In the Salon Carré, the Louvre's gallery of Renaissance treasures, he lifted a small wooden painting off the wall and removed its glass shadow box, hiding the artwork under his smock. He then walked out into the streets of Paris with his loot. 26 hours later would pass before anyone noticed that the Mona Lisa had even gone missing.
26 hours. Literally how, though?
I don't know.
Museum, an art museum, you're telling me that one of the most famous pieces of art, 26 hours just missing?
Right. That's what I was thinking. 26 hours? That's crazy. Because he stole it on a Monday, which the museum's not open on. But if it was open on a Tuesday... how did no one notice? Did the full workday happen?
Did it say what year it was again? What was the year?
1911.
Okay, it's making sense. I was like, why wouldn't they have any sensors? So maybe this is one of the big ones that made them be like, we should probably be protecting and watching that, huh?
What kind of sensors are they going to use? Candlelight?
Yeah, little laser sensors. They can sting people if they try to steal it.
That's what I would have done. I would have had not that. I'm saying my own thing.
I would have had little bees just waiting.
Bees?
Yeah. And you just release them when someone tries to steal it. Release a wall and they all come out.
Wait, there's a honeycomb of bees behind every painting.
That's literally so smart. I mean, it'd probably eat the painting, but maybe they can put some sort of bee food resistant on the back of the painting.
Yeah.
And then the bees just wait. They're waiting for someone to take it and then, oops, lift it up.
That's smart. Attack.
No, that's cute.
Especially if you have allergies to bees.
Watch it.
It's over. It's a wrap.
The person has the worst allergy goes to see all the Mona Lisa. Dead. Immediately dead. Good bit. Good bit.
I'm just thinking about, like, candles, like, outside the Louvre. If you're, like, walking by and, like, it feels the gust of wind coming by and it blows out and someone's like, Igan, you stole the Mona Lisa.
The Mona Lisa.
Was that good? Is that French?
Barely. If we're going to be real. I can really understand the first word you said. I heard,
Mona Lisa.
Okay, I heard that.
Mona Lisa.
It keeps sounding like you're going to sing that song. Mona Lisa. Over and over and over.
This is off topic.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's called the Louvre, right?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. The Louvre. Okay, yeah.
I saw a stand-up comic. Mm-hmm. He referred to the Louvre as the Louvre, and I lost it.
Louvre.
The Louvre. It was one of the funniest things I've ever heard.
That's unfortunate. Louvre.
Anyways, Leonardo da Vinci's painting of a 16th century Florentine noblewoman with an enigmatic smile ranks as one of the world's most instantly recognized images. Singer Nat King Cole celebrated it in a 1950 pop hit. Cartoonists have parodied it. Artist Marcel Duchamp scandalized the artwork when he painted a mustache on a shoddy reproduction of it.
Oh.
So obviously the Mona Lisa is just like an iconic piece of like history. Mm-hmm. It's an iconic piece of art. So of course you're like gonna wanna like take it, right?
Yeah.
That's what you would think.
Wait, so what is the song? Nat King Cole?
Nat King Cole wrote a song celebrating it.
Ooh, I need to listen to it. I didn't know Nat King Cole had one. I love Nat King Cole.
I'm gonna double check, but I think what is her name? MMX. What's her name? Oh, MXM Tune. Mm-hmm. I don't know how to pronounce it. She has a song called Mona Lisa, too.
Okay.
So people love talking about the Mona Lisa.
They said song.
A little song. However, So the Louvre had mounted a major Da Vinci exhibition to mark the 500th anniversary of the artist's death. Mm. The museum is expecting huge crowds. Mm. This is where it gets interesting. Da Vinci painted his masterpiece in 1507, but it was only in the 19th century that critics begin to see the work as the pinnacle of the Renaissance era of painting. In 1911, this is crazy, the Mona Lisa was not yet instantly recognizable.
Oh.
In fact, when the Washington Post first reported the theft and appraised the painting's value at $5 million, the paper mistakenly ran a picture of Mona Vanna, a new charcoal sketch that some believe Da Vinci made in preparation to paint the Mona Lisa.
Mm.
The theft changed how the world saw the Mona Lisa forever. So,
wow.
The Mona Lisa... no one cared about it. This is the reason people care about it, is because it was stolen.
That's wild.
Right?
The fact that it wasn't even recognizable at that point, and it became recognizable because it was stolen. But the fact that people literally thought the other thing was it.
Yeah, like the sketch drawing.
It's almost like they jumped on the bandwagon of like, this is such a beautiful historic piece of art. Oh. Mm-hmm.
Well, that's what it was, is that like it was iconic, because I can't really say, oh, not a lot of art was stolen, because art's been stolen for as long as we can think. But it's just, like, wild. The Mona Lisa, no one gave a crap in, like, 1909 about it. Like, if you would have said the Mona Lisa to me, I'd be like, what is that?
Ew.
I don't care.
Well, listen, they probably had... I know they had it back then, too. There's certain art snobs that'll be like, oh, they said that was an important piece of art. I suddenly love and appreciate this piece of art because all the art snobs said it was such a stunning piece.
Oh, yes. I knew that half-smiling lady would be so important
that
one
day.
That
beautiful artwork that I knew from the beginning, and this Mona Lisa, even though they literally got it mixed up.
Ah, Pina Grigio.
Wine.
Art.
But I literally hate there was a bandwagon situation. Because I'm like, okay, it's a beautiful piece of art, but it seems like everyone just agreed with everyone else and went, sure, yeah, beautiful piece of art. Oops, our bad.
No, exactly. And that's what makes it more wild, because it's also like the fact that like no one cared about it and it was still worth $5
million. Yeah, $5 million.
Are you kidding me? That's so much money. I wonder what that is in 1911 currency.
Oh, that's money. That's like
for $5 million. Let's check.
$5 million.
That's not what I wanted. Girl,
I don't understand math like that.
Oh wait, inflation calculator.
That's exactly what we need.
Okay.
$5 million.
Okay, wait. 19, so we're in 2023.
Oh, wait. Into, Wait, you go from 1911 to 2020.
Okay, right? Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome, you're welcome.
It only goes back to 1914. Well? That's how old it is. Okay, let's check. Wait, that's only a dollar. Wait, $29.
Oh my gosh.
So wait.
Can we just multiply?
I can't do that math. Wait.
How many zeros are in
10? No, we did this before, I think.
I don't know.
Is it 6?
Wait, what number is it again? Just 1 million? 5 million. 5 million. That's the number they said. So.
Is that enough? Is that enough?
We'll put a 5 in front of that. There's not a 1. It's worth 5 million, not 1 million.
Okay.
$5 million. Ah! That's a lot of money.
That can't be
right. That's like over $1 billion.
This is not over $1 billion. It's about 150 million, everybody.
That's a lot of money.
That is a lot of money. That's crazy. If we're doing the math right.
Well.
I'm going to double check. How many zeros are in a million? No one looked.
3, 6. Yeah, everyone who's seen this part, no, you didn't. 6.
6, wait.
Yeah, you were right. Yeah.
1, 2. Okay, yeah. Okay, yeah. It's almost $150 million now. Wild.
That's what it is.
And that's a piece of art no one cared about. No one cares about the Mona Lisa.
Is it worth that much now or is it worth more now? I know it's inflation, but like.
More now. 2023 Mona Lisa. Worth.
Let's see it.
$1 billion.
A billion.
I'm about to steal the Mona Lisa.
Quote. Everyone hear that? Everyone hear that? Heard it.
I'll just replace you with it. I'll take a picture of you like this. And then we'll be good. You'll have to be there forever, but at least I'll have $1 billion.
Yeah, you're so right.
$1 billion.
How could you even sell it? That was a whole plot on Shameless. They stole some famous painting. And, well, Frank stole one of the craziest paintings.
Spoilers for Shameless.
Well, it was a
spoilers for the Mona Lisa.
Plot. It wasn't the Mona Lisa. It was a different painting. Mm. Was that that one diner painting? You know that one diner painting? I don't know what it's called.
Oh, the one in like Chicago?
Yeah, Chicago. Yeah, that's the one.
Okay, yeah.
It takes place in Chicago.
Yeah. Oh, there we go.
Yeah, math is mathing.
So, the heist was discovered when a wealthy museum patron and amateur painter arrived at the Salon Carré to study the La Gioconda, as the French call the Mona Lisa. Instead, he found a blank wall space.
Great. Fantastic.
That's so embarrassing.
That's right. That ain't right.
Imagine you were like ready to like get ready to like study the Mona Lisa and you get there and it's just a blank wall. You're just like, that's not.
Can you imagine being the person that had to go tell the person in charge that it was stolen or wasn't there? You're like, hey, you guys know that painting's just gone. Like,
that's so awkward. They think you stole it. I wouldn't. I bet people saw it was gone and they were like,
I'm not gonna be the one.
I don't want to get in trouble.
I don't want to be the one.
Yeah. That's
someone
like.
Else tell.
That's like when you like, what's the word?
Yeah.
That's like when you go to, like, the bathroom, and one of the toilets was already clogged.
You're like,
but they think
me.
You're the one that did it. I'm like, it wasn't
me. I just got here.
I just got
that
here.
That could not be me. Personally, it never could be me.
But basically, it looks like the Louvre routinely removed artwork for photographing, so a guard thought nothing of the missing work at the time.
Okay, that makes sense.
But after several hours, he alerted the staff. So that's why they thought it was, like, just
randomly missing. Okay, I was going to say, you're not, like, suspicious that a whole painting's missing.
Right.
But it makes sense.
But still, it's kind of funny no one noticed for, like, that long.
So many hours. He's like, wow, still.
Yeah.
Still taking pictures, huh?
Getting interrogated by the museum as that guard. Oh, my God. You cannot pay me enough.
No. They're like, you let it go missing. I hope he didn't lose his job. It feels so bad.
I hope he didn't.
Poor guy.
Damn.
Unless he was a thief.
Well, maybe. Actually.
What?
Kind of.
Wait, hold up.
We'll get to it.
I don't
it.
Know the tea. Okay.
We'll get to it. This is one of those, crime stories where we're going future and then moving backwards, you know?
Okay, all right.
Like when you'll watch a Law and Order episode and it's in the beginning and then it'll be like 6 months earlier.
6 months earlier.
That's
you
this
see
case.
The arrest at the end. Good format.
That's this. That's the Mystery Files.
Good format.
So that evening the police announced the theft. Georges Benedet, curator of the Louvre, told the press that only a practical joker would steal such a prized painting, as it would be too difficult to fence. By contrast, the people believed the thief would demand a ransom within 48 hours. Ooh. But 2 days had passed and no one came forward.
Then what was the point?
That's so embarrassing.
I'd be so scared to have a ransom on that kind of thing. You're gonna get caught. Like, huh?
Right. I feel like there's, like, a lot of dramatic irony in this case. Like, I'm going to go see the Mona Lisa. It's gone. They're going to have a ransom. No one says anything.
They're not going to do anything, actually.
That's so funny.
Because what do you do with it after? Mm-hmm. Unless you sell it to a secret person, but...
Yeah. The thief left behind very few clues. Security found a doorknob from the staircase outside the building. A plumber recalled helping a man who had taken off a doorknob while locked in the stairwell.
Pardon? What?
People are so funny. He had the painting. And he asked this man, hey, can you help me get this doorknob off?
Wouldn't it be so silly? Please help me with this doorknob, my guy.
That's so funny. That's like body in a rug type of stuff. Yeah. Like when you're carrying a rug with the body.
It's like.
Not that I would know.
It's just rug. Yeah, not that you know.
It's just a rug.
It's literally just a rug. But the plumber literally helping a guy with the doorknob. He's like, yeah.
It's so funny.
This only is a little suspicious. Sure, he probably works here. It's fine.
This case just has so many like.
Like, come on now.
Moments. I'm just like, what is happening?
Well, to be fair, it's an olden days.
1911.
They were old.
These weren't doing too hot in 1970 either. Anything in the 1900s?
Dummies.
Sorry.
Idiots. See, I wouldn't know. I was only in one year of the 1900s, so. And on.
So a guard found the wooden frame in the glass covering box in the staircase. The frame had one thumbprint. This thumb.
Killed the man and stole the Mona Lisa. It did. Yeah.
Paris Police Inspector Alfonso Burlington. That's not right. I read that wrong. Do you Bertillion. See that? That's not even Burlington.
Alphonse Bertillion.
I said Burlington.
Burlington.
often credited with inventing the mugshot, believed in the new technique of fingerprinting. However, he had 750,000 prints on file, which would be way too many to check. Yeah. Instead, he fingerprinted the 257 Louvre employees who had been working that day.
Okay. That's a lot of people.
Right.
To be fair.
That's still a lot of people.
That's still a lot of people. Yeah.
Yeah. And he didn't have an Excel spreadsheet either, so.
Mm-hmm.
He's just going through it.
It's also just people that worked there. What about all the people that came to visit that day? Yeah. Like, that's a lot of people. Can you imagine
your museum job having to do that? Like, get fingerprinted and then interrogated?
That'd be so many people.
That's a lot of people.
People just come in casually. People's kids. People. No. Mm-hmm. No, thank you.
Yeah. So police distributed 6,500 leaflets with the painting's image and offered a 40,000 francs reward. I think that's probably French currency.
Yeah.
Let's look. 40,000 francs. US dollars?
US dollars.
Oh, it's...
$44,000 in US dollars.
It's like 45,000.
Holy smokes. That's a lot of money.
Yeah, it's not that much. I feel like I'd want more. If you're wanting me to return the Mona Lisa...
Yeah, that's fair.
1 million easily.
Yeah, well, considering how much it's worth, I guess, but... Nah.
Oh, you want your little silly painting back for educational purposes? Yeah.
You get nothing.
You get nothing or you give me a million.
They're still going to go to jail if they get caught. So, like, why would you want to give it up for someone like that when you can get it from someone else for a lot more money and you're not going to jail?
Exactly.
I don't know.
So neighbors were informing neighbors. Co-workers were informing co-workers. Every lead led nowhere, though the museum did recover stolen loot.
Oh, there's more.
Mm-hmm. Mm. On September 7th, police arrested the poet, Gualam Apollinaire.
Ooh, pretty.
Who wants to be an Apollinaire?
Apollinaire.
Yay! On suspicious of involvement in the theft of the Mona Lisa and some Egyptian statuettes from the Louvre.
Oh.
The poet's secretary, Jerry Perret, who was also a small-time art thief.
He just steals little things here and there.
Like just a small-town art thief stealing the Mona Lisa.
And little artworks like the Egyptian things.
Statuettes.
Yeah.
Had gone to the Paris Journal newspaper after a falling out with Apollinaire, claiming to have information on the Mona Lisa.
Mm.
Police interrogated a terrified Apollinaire. This is a great name.
Beautiful.
And eventually released him, but not before he gave up the name of a close friend, the painter Pablo Picasso.
Not him being like, yeah, I'm going to name drop this huge name.
Dun, dun, dun.
You know that guy? know him personally. So if you want to, like, keep on goods with him, maybe don't put me in prison.
The idea Picasso's beefing with a dead guy.
It's like, do they want that big museum, like, against them?
Huh?
Did that guy want the big museum against him? No. So he's like, listen to my fave guy, my bestie Pablo.
My besto Pablo Picasso.
Pablo Picasso.
Why are they Italian?
Oh, I don't know. Picasso.
Maybe they're Latin for all I know.
Who knows? It's all Latin to me. Is that the right phrase? I don't know. It's all Greek to me. It's all Latin to me. I don't know phrases. I'm making my own phrases. I'm just like that.
You know what they say? Cold potatoes never hot unless it's warm.
What are you saying? What the heck does that mean?
It's nothing.
Is that real?
No. Just made it up.
Being gaslit in here. No, I'm like, I've never heard that phrase.
So Pablo Picasso knew nothing about the Da Vinci, but did return some Iberian Bronze Age statues stolen by Pierre in 1907, which was a type of, like, little statue that helped usher in, like, a different age of, like, architecture, like Cubism. Mm-hmm. So Picasso did return art before. Like, he had leads in little places. Okay. So that might be the reason he dropped his name.
Okay.
Being like, oh, this guy could help you.
Yeah, he could help you.
It does feel like he's throwing Pablo Picasso under the bus, though, which is kind of funny.
He said, don't work with him.
So the Louvre kept an empty space open for the vanished painting. That's so dramatic. Crowds of curious onlookers came to gaze at the vacant wall. Among them, absurdist Franz Kafka and his close friend Max Brod. Conspiracy theorists abounded. Some thought a forgery ring had taken it and were selling forgeries to naive wealthy art lovers. Or a robber baron, perhaps J.P. Morgan, had played fence and purchased the original outright. Others speculated that Adam Worth, the criminal who once purloined Thomas Gainsborough's Georgina, Duchess of Devonshire, had taken it. However, Worth had died in 1902 and was buried in a London pauper's grave. So I don't think he's buying the painting from.
He's not buying the painting.
He's not putting in his ghost coins.
He's not. Also, J.P. Morgan, isn't that the guy from the Titanic? Like, one of the investor guys? Or am I just a silly goose?
I think so. Maybe I want to
say he was, like, one of the rich guys that, like,
I don't know much about J.P. Morgan.
That sounds very familiar. But J.P. Morgan Titanic. I feel like it's the same guy.
J.P. Morgan did not sink the Titanic.
Because wasn't there a theory about him investing in it or something? I can't remember what the heck it was. J.P. Morgan, dude.
J.P. Morgan and fool John Pierpont Morgan. Okay. American financier and industrial organizer, one of the world's foremost financial figures during the two pre-World War I decades.
So is he the Titanic guy?
He is the Titanic
guy. The guy that invested in it or something?
Yeah, but they're saying he's not the one who did it.
Some people believe.
I think you did it.
Unless, I time traveled.
Yeah, so for over 2 years, the painting remained missing.
2 years.
2 full years.
Literally how?
I don't know.
How did it come back?
The thief stepped forward. Bum, bum, bum.
After 2 years?
I present to you Vincenzo Perugia.
Ooh.
Perugia. Perugia.
Perugia.
Perugia. Perugia. Perugia. Perugia.
Perugia.
You know what I also do? What? I keep picking French cases, and then I'm not doing any better.
The French never came to you. And I'm the one that's French. I do have some ancestors that lived in France back in the day.
You have everyone living everywhere, huh?
Literally just got the Italian, got the Irish, I got some French in me. That's all I got.
So Vincenzo was an Italian national and was a house painter, mason, and aspiring portraitist. Oh. He had briefly worked for a firm that cut glass for the Louvre.
Ooh, his like friend, for the windows?
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, that's cute.
His French co-workers relentlessly bullied him about his nationality, calling him a macaroni.
That's so mean. That's just rude. What? Why?
Oh, I'm Italian.
That's mean. If I was called a macaroni personally, I wouldn't be taking it. That's all I'm saying.
You macaroni.
I start crying. Not his friends, like, bullying
cry about
me.
It. Why don't you
imagine we all just bully you and call you something? Macaroni.
Like,
Cancelled. Cancelled immediately. Show's over. I'm done. You're done. You're all done. We should put like a big beep after that. Like,
Seth put in a
yeah, we need it. Put the sound effect in.
So the hot-headed workman had prior arrests for robbing a prostitute and for toting a gun during a brawl. So this man had a history.
What's toting
already.
A gun? Shooting a gun or like pulling a gun out?
Let's check. Define toting. Present.
Oh, so like
carry. Oh, he had a gun. Pulled a gun out. He pulled out a gun.
He was packing a gun.
But because he was a part of the glass crew that had worked at the Louvre, the police had interviewed him in his Paris apartment in 1911. Mm. They believed his alibi that he had been working at a different location the day of the theft. Oh. Unbeknownst to them, the Mona Lisa was in his apartment, stashed in a trunk.
Stop it on him shoving in a whole trunk.
He had it in there. That feels like something from, like, You from Netflix or something. Like, yeah. The police come over and, like, the dead body's, like, in the
it's
supply
like, oh,
closet.
This thing? No, don't worry about the trunk I have in my apartment. Nothing's in there. That's just for my stuff. Don't
There's definitely
worry.
Not anything in here at all.
I'm shoving it in there. I'm just imagining all this junk being in there. I hope it's just by itself.
Mm-hmm. So Vincenzo, in December of 1913, wrote to Alfredo Jerry.
Pretty.
All right, macaroni.
And Alfredo. Macaroni.
I gotta go.
Alfredo.
That sounds like a TV show pitch. Macaroni and Alfredo. Oh,
stop. That'd be a really cute cartoon. That's An Italian so cartoon. Come on now.
Oh my God.
Adorable.
Alfredo, an antique dealer who had advertised for fine art in several Italian newspapers, signing his letter V. Leonard, he indicated that he had the Mona Lisa, mistakenly believing the painting had been taken by Napoleon his looting of Italian art.
Napoleon?
Yeah.
Come on.
What's wild is all these, like, different historical people in this case about the Mona Lisa, which I think maybe brings the iconicness to it of why we love it so much now.
It gained so much popularity from all the huge surrounding people of the situation.
Mm-hmm.
That's wild.
I know. I think it's very interesting.
Ew.
So Vincenzo expected a reward for returning the painting to what he regarded as its homeland.
Mm.
Because the painting had resided in France since 1516 when Da Vinci gifted the work to his Gallic patron, King Francis the First. So Alfredo contacted Giovanni Poggi.
Poggi.
Director of the gallery in Florence, and set up a meeting with him in Milan.
Mm.
Going to all these nice places.
I know.
Poggi authenticated the painting and had persuaded Alfredo to leave it for safekeeping.
Mm.
Then they contacted the Italian police.
Ooh.
Christopher Marinello of Art Recovery International, a company that provides art recovery services to museums and private collectors, said that Vincenzo's behavior, holding and hiding the painting for years, is common among art thieves.
Oh, I didn't know that.
I didn't know that either, but that would make sense because I feel like when I've watched stuff before, when people like rob somewhere, I'm like, okay, but you're just going to get caught. Like if you just resell it, a month later, they're going to be like, aha!
Like, let it gain some more popularity. Let it gain, like, value. Mm. And then either release it or sell it.
Or just, like, let it die a little bit down. Mm-hmm. I think it's crazy. It was, like, a full 2 years. So they left, like, that little blank space in the Louvre for, like, 2 years. And people came to take their... I don't know if they took pictures with it. They probably did. Back in the day. But you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Just like crazy to think
about.
That's
wild. I can't imagine just going somewhere that's supposed to have it and then not having it and still being like, I'm here for it. Like,
right.
That's so weird.
No, exactly.
It's like, there's nothing there. There's
like, just like naked.
Yeah.
Like, just wild.
It was here. That's like a celebrity coming, and then you going back to the place because the celebrity was there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I guess that's kind of like when Tom Hanks came downtown. And everyone was like, Tom Hanks sat in that booth in that restaurant. So you'd go into the restaurant and be like, Tom Hanks sat here.
And then you sit there.
Yeah. That's all it is. It's nothing, but it's something.
Basically, I would take my picture there. If this happened modern day, I'd be taking my picture from it like.
Yeah, it was here.
How's she do her smile? It's like a little one. She's like.
She's.
Just like a little
crowd. I feel like it's not even a smile. Like, she's just. Some people
she's just smug.
A smile. She's smug. Yeah.
I'm all smug. I'm the Mona Lisa.
I'm the Mona Lisa.
I'm the moaning Lisa.
No. She can undo that right now. She can undo.
Anyway. A typical art thief tries to get money. When they can't hide it, they store it until they can get money, said Marinello. As soon as art is stolen, it decreases in value. Mm-hmm. This happened even in the 1800s when there was no internet. Today, everyone knows about every single art theft, whether a turn-of-the-century painting or a 7-foot garden gnome has gone missing. Right?
A 7-foot garden gnome.
Insane. In court, Vincenzo appeared unhinged, or to use an Italian phrase, fuori come un balcone, outside like a balcony, is what it means. I'm outside like a balcony.
Like a balcony.
I'm outside like a balcony.
Like, there's so many other things that are outside. Why say, outside like a balcony?
Maybe like
outside
macaroni?
Outside like grass, maybe? Outside like a tree?
But I'm outside like a balcony.
Like a balcony. He's whack. That's personally what I'm thinking.
I'm going to start saying that.
It's the new phrase. You know what they say. Outside like a balcony.
Next time I come over and I text you and say I'm here, I'm just going to say, I'm outside like a balcony.
I go, Logan, stop it. Outside.
Okay, so repeatedly, he shouted and interrupted the court. Stop That's it. So funny.
So good.
He's kind of
an icon. Judge Judy.
He said, what?
Outside like a balcony, Judge Judy. But I'm Italian.
That's but I'm Italian.
But I'm Italian like Judge Judy. Outside
Is
like a balcony.
Is she Italian?
And I don't know.
I think she's from New Jersey, so that makes
sense. Jersey.
She's from New Jersey.
No, she probably is. I feel like she has one of those accents.
Mm. Yeah, she probably is.
Why are you yelling at your mother? I don't know what she says. You know what Judge Judy says.
I just think it's so funny he shouted and interrupted them. That's so funny.
Stop it. Why did they hold him in contempt of court, wherever the heck it's called?
Yeah, well, this is another thing. He argued with prosecutors.
Oh, God.
He argued with his lawyer. The judge would bang his gavel and tell him to calm down.
Stop it. That's so funny.
And then Vincenzo would start up again.
He was just da 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 da. Oh, my gosh.
First, he said he worked alone.
Mm-hmm.
Then he implicated two friends, neither of which who were involved.
Stop it. He said, I'm going to throw these randos under the bus. That'll be fun and cute of me.
Do you know how much you'd kill me if I was in court? And I was just like, yeah, Tiffany was
there. Look at just spitting off things now just to cover your own back.
I'm just lying for
fun. Yeah, Tiffany Walker and this person, they live here and they did it, actually. I didn't do it. It was just them.
That's just so funny. He must have had so much fun.
He was tripping over himself. But the fact that he was just kept spitting different things, I'm like, they probably thought he was nuts.
Like, you know how, like, on TikTok, there's been the whole trend of, like, main character syndrome and, like, NPCs mm-hmm. and stuff?
Yeah.
I feel like he is, like, he might be the main character.
He is
That's
main
so
character.
Funny.
Not him just acting up in court. Literally acting up.
I'm just starting to go, hubba,
hubba, hubba. Nothing. Judge, shut your mouth.
Objection.
Object to you, I'm talking.
He, throughout all of it, he maintained the theft was an act of patriotism. And he was quoted saying, I will make my fortune and it will arrive in one shot. He had written in a letter to his father 4 months after the theft.
Mm.
Vincenzo didn't make his fortune, but his professed patriotism stirred the Italian jury. On June 5th, 1914, he was given a lenient sentence, just 1 year and 15 days.
You're joking. Not him literally messing around and actually getting a smaller sentence.
Goofing around in court. Stealing and like one of the most iconic pieces of art ever.
goofing off in court,
lying about his friends.
Literally lying.
And then he only goes to jail for a year and 15 days.
That guy was kind of funny, right? I think he deserves a better sentence. That's wild.
He only served 7 months.
What the actual heck?
Afterwards, he fought in Italy for World War I, and he returned to France, where he did unfortunately die in 1925. So this man did live like a good life still.
He lived, laughed, love.
Like, he was only in jail for 7 months, got to go back home to Italy, move back to France, the place he took the painting from.
Yeah.
Which, why wasn't he banned from France?
Literally.
Or the Louvre. He might have been banned
from the Louvre. Why was he even allowed to, like, serve in the military, considering he's probably off his rocker? Well, I feel like that in court didn't make them question his sanity a little bit.
Well, you gotta think, it's like World War I, so, like...
Oh, mental health in men back then. Mm-hmm. Doesn't exist.
And also, there's, like, they took any troop, like, they could, too. So, yeah. Like, they're like, we don't care that you've murdered, like, 10 people.
You're gonna kill insurance. That makes you an even better candidate. Come on.
Right. Yeah. Oh, you stole the Mona Lisa? Give him a gun.
Give him a gun. He's going to do really good in this war. That's wild.
I love him. I think he's so funny. He's just a little silly. He's an icon.
Little silly goose
and
guy.
A legend.
Yeah, now he's dead. Wow.
So after a brief tour of Italy, the Mona Lisa, it was returned to France, and by then it became the most famous painting in the world. Beautiful. Isn't that crazy?
That's wild.
So, yeah. So, it did, like, a tour around internationally. Mm-hmm. And then they returned it back there. But it was gone for years. And that's no one gave wild. A crap about it. And now people
care.
Love it.
Now they care.
Yeah. Wow. So, do you want to know more with how did he do it?
How did he do it?
All right. So yes, on the 21st of August, 1911, a man named Vincenzo committed an infamous art crime that made history. He stole what is now the most famous painting in the world. Mm-hmm. The art theft caused a media sensation, and it took the police, as we stated before, a full 2 years to catch up to it. And at one point, they arrested several other different people. As we mentioned before, there was Picasso, Apollinaire, all these people. But then we, of course, find out it's Vincenzo. Ooh. But how exactly did he steal the Mona Lisa? Mm. Number one, Vincenzo worked at the Louvre. Vincenzo was an Italian petty criminal who had moved to Paris in 1908. From there, he took on a job as a handyman at the Louvre as well, installing the protective glass cases onto paintings.
This is making sense. Mm-hmm. Speak a little dee-dee-dee-dee. Get it off.
I know. This is my favorite part. I love that I went into that, and now it's yes. Like the... Okay, now that we see the aftermath, mm-hmm. How did he do it in the first place?
You can say, now you're painting the picture for us.
I'm putting the pieces together.
Yeah.
Like a puzzle.
Puzzle. You know how puzzles be.
So this job gave him firsthand access to all the world's famous paintings that hung on the gallery walls and an understanding of how artworks were kept safe from criminals like himself. Mm. In his Louvre uniform, a white smock... Vincenzo could walk freely throughout the gallery after opening hours, and it was this unfiltered access to the gallery that allowed him to steal the painting.
That's wild.
So he didn't have, like, a name tag, I'm assuming. He didn't have to go through, like, a security check. Because he had the smock on that all the other handymen were wearing, the glass workers, he had unlimited access to anywhere in the Louvre.
And it doesn't look suspicious, because he's supposed to be there.
He's working.
He's working on something, hatching up a plan.
Crazy, right?
That's wild. Oh.
And we're on to number two, is that security at the Louvre was low. In contrast with today's high-tech security systems, there was little in place during the early 20th century to stop criminals from taking priceless works of art off the walls or even out of glass cabinets. Mm. Another man named Joseph Gary Perret had already proved this by pickpocketing a small ancient artifact unseen from the museum's display and sold them to his friends.
Oh my gosh.
Which was obviously a blatant act of theft. that would be virtually impossible to do today.
That's wild. The fact that I could easily access it and be like, ha, mm-hmm. these little things, sell.
So he just, like, because you know how they were talking about the Egyptian statuettes before?
Yeah.
Statuettes can be relatively tiny. They can mm-hmm. be, like, this big. This, like, if I walked into a museum, saw one of those, and went,
ooh, that's cute.
And then I put it in my pocket.
That's wild. That it was so easily accessible.
What? Like, what?
They're just banking on people doing the right thing.
And also, they had protective glass on some of them, but he's mm-hmm. a glass worker. So
he said, that's an easy fix.
Oh, I wonder how I'm going to cut this out. Just
open it.
And then the bees are underneath.
Stop the bees, come out.
So the third is that Vincenzo had two henchmen.
Stop, that sounds like a movie. His two henchmen.
His Goonies. His Scooby Doo gang.
They're just two silly guys. Big
bugs. You know what, actually, fun fact?
What?
You know what led me to do this case?
What?
I looked up, have any of the Scooby Doo cases been real?
Wow. And I found this. That's cute. Is this the only one?
No, I don't know if they cover this in Scooby-Doo, but because of the henchman part, it, like, led me down this rabbit hole.
That's beautiful. I love Insane. It. So Scooby-Doo of you.
So, yeah, Vincenzo masterminded the art heist, but he had help. Two brothers named Vincenzo and Mikel Lancelotti aided Vincenzo. That's so funny. Vincenzo! Wait, me Vincenzo?
No, you Vincenzo.
You Vincenzo.
I Vincenzo?
But you're Vincenzo. Wait, if I'm Vincenzo and you're Vincenzo,
then who's Michele? I don't know his name. What's the guy's name? The third guy.
Michelle.
You know, one of those names. Michelle.
So together, they hid in a security closet, waiting for the gallery to close.
You're so sneaky.
Which is wild, because I've thought about that before. Have you ever gone to, like, Walmart and been like, what if I hide behind, like, this rack of toilet paper?
Yeah.
And then I get to, like, roam later at night.
Like, you stay in after hours?
Yeah. Have you ever thought about that before? Like, what if I hide in
here? What's the one they stayed at a mall after hours? What am I thinking of? The movie.
Is it Stranger Things?
Well, maybe they do that in Stranger Things.
I think in season 3, remember? Because they're trying to fight the thing and they're, like, hiding in one of the shops.
Do they, like, stay until it closes? Yeah.
I think that's an iconic, like, movie thing, too.
Yeah, movie trope.
So, yeah, after dark, they quickly set to work, lifting the artwork off the wall, removing its glass, case, and frame, and wrapping it up in a blanket!
Stop it right now.
This is so cartoony.
It literally is a cartoon.
I hope there's a movie about this somewhere.
There has to be. That's so cute.
There should be an animated adult movie about this.
Yes.
That would be so funny.
Let's make it.
I'd watch it. I'm not an animator. I'm going to do, like, doodles. Like, little stick figures. Just make little
stick figures. We'll get an animator on it. Right away. Immediately.
We steal the Mona Lisa, right?
Yeah.
And I put a stick figure drawing up instead.
They go, wow, that's exactly the same. There's not a problem here.
Oh my God.
We just gaslight them. It's always looked like that.
You're acting crazy.
You're literally being crazy right now. Mona Lisa never even smiled, you psychopath.
This is the funniest part. Mm-hmm. When the gallery opened during work hours, mm-hmm. they smuggled it out of the building unseen. They stole it during the day. Not at night.
No one was during concerned.
The day because of the smog. They're just working.
They're just working. I'd be like, oh, they're really taking it out of the museum, huh?
Mm-hmm.
That's wild.
So that's why no one noticed and it took so long, because it happened during work hours. So a full day went by. Mm-hmm. And it wasn't until the next day till that guy came.
That's so shady. They're sneaky.
Right?
It worked.
So we talked about this a little bit, but the fourth thing of how mm-hmm. he did it was he hid the painting in a false bottom trunk.
Oh, false bottom.
Mm-hmm. Me. No, I'm just kidding. Vincenzo and his henchmen shamelessly carried the painting out of the Louvre and back into his apartment. Initially, he had hoped he could sell the artwork to a wealthy collector, but when the news of the painting's theft hit the worldwide media, mm-hmm. he's like, well, crap, I can't do it.
What do I do now?
What am I supposed to do? Police began offering a large reward for it. He realized this might prove more difficult than expected.
Oh, really? You don't say.
Yeah, so he kept the painting stored in the false bottom of a trunk while he worked out what to do next. So
for 2 years he waited with that.
Yeah. So I feel like as him being a glass cutter, mm-hmm. he knows how to make exact sizes of things.
Yeah.
So he basically had a trunk, probably like a wooden trunk, mm-hmm. made like a false bottom out of it and hid the Mona Lisa underneath it. And went,
that's so cool. Crazy. Also imagine, like, what if his apartment would have caught on fire or like flooded or something? Mm-hmm. Like he just casually has that chilling in his apartment when literally anything can happen. Mm-hmm. Like, oh. You're silly goose.
Yeah, it's just like crazy to like think about. Mm-hmm. And of course, the fifth one was the Vincenzo tried to sell the Mona Lisa to the dealer in Florence. This is all basically like the same thing of how like he tried to sell it like 2 years later. Mm-hmm. But this is originally how he got away with it because, you know, they didn't really alert the authorities immediately either. And, mm-hmm. you know, it was pretty smart waiting 2 years and then selling it in a completely different country.
Well, that's all we're going to do. I want to know how he got it out of the country, though.
I don't.
Did he ship it in the trunk or something?
They didn't have planes. Wait, no, he could take a train, right?
Or a boat.
Italy and France are pretty close to each other. No one yell at me. I'm not a geographer.
A geographer.
My late mother, please don't yell at me. I know you're a geographer, so don't yell at me. Okay, Italian to...
strikes you down.
I said it's Italy to Paris.
Italy to Paris. Wait. Flights to Paris.
Okay, now hold on. Wait. Okay, yeah, so they were in Milan.
Yeah.
Milan, Italy to Paris, France train.
Yeehaw.
It's about 6 hours.
Okay.
That's so cool. He probably took a train.
So they didn't check his luggage then? They're like, probably that not. Looks suspiciously they, like the Mona Lisa shape.
They didn't have glass, like, things over it. You think they have, like, security on the train?
I guess not.
They barely got that on the Amtrak now, too.
Well, how did he carry it, though? Not suspiciously. He just drug a trunk all around or, like, had a big box on the train?
I'm looking at this thing right now. It says Italy launches high-speed Milan to Paris train. He should have gone in one of these. If he had one of those, oh.
Easy peasy.
He'd be gone in an hour.
He could have taken it anywhere.
Easy. He could have taken it anywhere.
Literally anywhere.
Crazy.
Now he could take it on a plane.
Flat out. That's so funny.
Stop.
So yeah, that is about everything with the legendary theft of the Mona Lisa. Wow. What was your favorite part? What's your favorite part, or what's also, like, your craziest feeling about the plan? Like, what, like, is, like, this is how?
Okay. Well, craziest thing about the plan, the fact that he waited 2 years, that's kind of wild. But my favorite part altogether was when he went wild in court.
That's so funny. Top 10 moment
just,
for me.
Just being a silly goose guy in court, just saying, ooh, it was my friends. No, it was me. I don't know what I'm saying. But please give me a low sentence, because I'm just a little guy. That's literally what he did. And he did. He got that sentence shortened.
I kind of want to write, like, a comedy sketch about that now. That's like, the idea of just, like, he's like, oh,
And all like, the jurors, so all funny. The jurors are like, this guy's kind of good. This guy's got a career in comedy.
Wait, no. It's me. I'm there.
A career in comedy.
And then I only serve jail. Serve jail.
Serve jail.
Oh, I serve jail.
Serve jail. Yay.
7 months.
7 months for stealing the Mona Lisa.
Months.
That's not nearly enough time. Especially taking it out of the country. Well, taking it out of Paris. You're like, I think it's a problem, maybe. I don't know. Personally, it might be an issue.
I think my favorite part is also that with the lies and, like, court. Like, that's so funny. Like, how he's just messing with them.
It's so chaotic.
I would love to meet him.
Yeah.
It sounds so freaking funny. Like, this is, he's insane. He's an insane person.
I want to know what his friend's reaction was to him throwing them under the bus, or if they ever found out.
Well, I think that's the other funny part, is that, like, he's in court saying, my friends helped me with this.
These two guys definitely helped me do this.
But then, he actually did have two henchmen, but it's not the same guys.
Oh, yeah.
Like, that's so funny.
What about those guys?
So he did have two people help him.
Did the henchmen ever get caught at all? No.
I don't think so.
That's wild.
He stole the most iconic piece of art in the world.
Yeah.
Like, we can objectively say that, right? The Mona Lisa is like the
one of them.
Yeah, like, it is huge. And he got 7 months for it.
7 months. Today, you'd get literally killed you get death sentence.
Yeah.
Maybe. I don't know. I don't know.
Probably. Execution style. Something like that.
You know the system today.
Execution. What is the sentence for stealing the Mona Lisa?
Today.
Today. 2023.
They go 8 months.
Okay, it doesn't say.
Boo. No, I feel like you'd probably get like 30 years or something.
Oh my God.
What?
This is off topic.
Yeah.
We are so good at finding like trends. I like looked that up and I guess the Mona Lisa going missing went viral on TikTok a couple months ago.
Hey.
I didn't know about that. So that's really
funny. You're so viral. I'm so viral. You're so on trend.
I'm so sick. I'm so viral.
You're sick.
You're disgusting.
You're literally nasty. Get a grip.
My other favorite part is that they hid it in a blanket.
Yay.
And then left. And then a handyman helped them open the door.
Yeah. He said, you guys need a hand. He was literally just trying to be a good guy. Can you imagine later he was like, oh my God.
He's trying to be a nice person.
I wonder if he ended up telling anyone. If he was like, I'm going to keep that to my grave. Then I just let someone. He's like, that same day, I just helped someone in the stairwell.
He's like, I'm not going to say anything at all. That's
the last day he ever helps anyone at this point. He said, I did one nice thing.
Yeah. I think the reason I keep doing these, like, theft cases or, like, art theft cases is because, like, the way that they go about it is insane. Like, the great train robbery was unhinged. Isabella Gardner theft. Like, also, this isn't a theft, but, like, when I did the Alcatraz escape.
Oh, that's similar vibes. This, yeah.
Wild.
Wild. Wait,
wild.
Were the other thefts also, like, early 1900s? I feel like they were.
I think Isabella Gardner was 1800. Let me double check. It's been a minute since we did that case.
It's been a minute since Isabel.
Wait, it might be 1990. That can't be right. That can't be right.
Isabella Gardner.
Wikipedia.
Wikipedia. Please.
Which I didn't use for this case.
Wikipedia.
It does say that. It was 1990.
What?
That's so funny. Everyone, go listen to the Gardner Museum theft case. Yeah. That's a fun one,
we can
too.
Relearn together.
Please. Also, 90s. I say it a lot. Train Robbery is in my top five favorite cases I've done. So please watch Great Train Robbery, too.
I'll never forget the bit of, the Stop This Train bit with John Mayer being on the top of the train.
Oh, my God.
That I was joking about. I can never listen to that song now without thinking of the Great Train Robbery.
That's so funny.
It's such a good episode.
I love that one.
My God.
So please listen to it, guys.
Yeah, give it a listen. This was so fun.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I'm glad we did it. It was different, but yeah. I was excited. I love the mystery that's still behind it because it's so interesting that we know so much about it, but then there's still like a little bit of like, what?
Well, I knew nothing about it being stolen, so.
I didn't even know no one gave a ton about the Mona Lisa.
This was only 2 years, but like, that's a lot in terms of an artwork being stolen.
Right. Well, now like when I look at pictures of the Mona Lisa, I'm like, oh yeah. People hated this picture.
They literally
this is
hated
wild.
It. Wait, what if, hear me out, what if this isn't actually the painting of Mona Lisa? What if it was just returned and it's still out there, the real one, and this is just like a fake?
Mm-hmm. And then the authenticity lied. He's like, yeah, guys.
It's definitely the Mona Lisa, but like they weren't even sure. That'd be a good bit.
Bum, bum, bum.
Maybe.
Conclusion time.
Yes, yes.
The insane way Vincenzo Perugia went about stealing the iconic Mona Lisa and turned this simple but beautiful portrait into an iconic part of pop culture will forever remain a mystery. Thank you guys so much for watching.
Thank you guys.
Please follow us on the Instagram at @TheMysteryFiles_.
Yeah.
Subscribe to us on YouTube at The Mystery Files Podcast. Follow our TikTok at The Mystery Files Podcast also.
Yeah.
And if you're listening, please give us a rated review. It would help a lot. I've seen some of y'all do it.
Ooh.
I've seen it. We have almost like 8 reviews.
Really? I'm going to have to look it up.
They're mostly 5 stars.
Thanks, guys.
Except for one that was 1 star. We've had that one for a minute, though.
A 1-star review? I'm looking it up.
We're getting Vincenzo on you.
Vincenzo.
He's gonna steal something from your home. He's gonna steal your home stars. Guys.
Next time you're playing Mario Party, we're stealing a star. Jerk. Yeah.
Yes. Check out our merchandise.
Yeah, our merch. It's a bonfire.
Bonfire. I think it's a Mystery Files podcast, isn't it?
Yeah, it's also on our Linktree on our Instagram or yes. wherever you can find us.
Linktree.com/TheMysteryFiles
Yeah.
And wherever you're listening to this, on streaming or on YouTube, mm-hmm. all of these links are also in the description. So please check us out. Give us some support. It means a lot.
Yes, we love it.
We've had so much fun doing the show.
Yeah.
And we will see you next week for Tiffany's season finale.
Yes, season finale.
Case of the summer tapes.
Yes.
All right. We will see you guys later. Bye-bye. Don't steal any art out there.
Yeah.